Re-encounter with the Dwarf. Written and narrated by Tony Dawson. This story was difficult for me to write, both physically and emotionally, as will eventually become apparent. It all goes back to when I wrote a short story about a dwarf lady that I'd seen from my apartment window, walking her dog. Even though I had never talked to her, I invented a tale about her. It was an attempt to show sympathy for her condition while attributing magical powers to her. Subsequently, I found my mind dwelling on the dwarf lady, almost to the point of obsession, wondering what she was really like, what she did for a living, how long she'd been living around here, and who her friends were. Then one day, just as I was coming out of the gate of the condo, there she was, waiting with her dog by her car, while a badly parked van moved so that she could get into her car and drive off somewhere. As I'd recently published the little tale inspired by her, I was especially keen to engage her in conversation, something that had happened so far only in my story. Her dog, a Dalmatian, was the obvious way into initiating such a chat. "Hello, I suppose the other 100 are at home," I quipped. She smiled and replied, "You bet, and they keep me pretty busy." She had a pleasantly modulated voice and radiated friendliness. "I've spotted you a few times from my window. Do you live nearby?" I asked. "Yes, in that street," she said, pointing down the road. As we chatted, I let slip that I dabbled in writing poetry of decidedly dubious quality and producing the occasional very odd short story as a way of staying sane during the pandemic. She looked a little surprised and said it sounded like a great coping mechanism. Our brief but affable exchange came to an end when she put the dog in the back of the car and drove off. Our paths didn't cross again for about a month. We met by chance on the edge of our neighbourhood, where, as usual, she was walking her dog. I greeted her cheerfully, asking her how she was. Her reaction was far from friendly. Nothing at all like the first time we'd spoken. She was quite prickly, in fact. "Everything all right?" I asked. "Not really," she snapped. "Do you remember telling me that you dabbled in writing? You mentioned that apart from poetry, you wrote, and I quote, the occasional very odd short story." Her tone was tetchy. "Yes," I replied. "Well, I have a friend who's a great fan of online literature sites, and he came across a short story called The Dwarf that was apparently written by you. And he wasn't in the least amused by it. And now that I've read it, nor am I." "I'm sorry," I replied. "I really thought it was sympathetic to you and your condition." "There you go again. That's the point. I don't need your sympathy or your drawing attention to my condition, as you put it, by describing it in such detail. You've got the same underlying prejudices as everybody else. As for that nonsense about me having magical powers, what a load of crap that is. It emphasises the fact that you have the same fantasies about people like me as narrated in fairy tales." I was so embarrassed that I could feel myself shrinking with shame. "It was just a story, a fiction," I mumbled. "I didn't mean to offend you." As I spoke, I looked into her eyes, and it dawned on me that mine were now on the same level as hers. The next minute, I was looking at her knees. "What's happening to me?" I screamed. "Don't ask me. This is your story," she chuckled as she walked away.